This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
If you really want to get him, what are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yes, it's time for Crime Stoppers. Time to welcome in Lieutenant Don Coppola. Don, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Coming off of Halloween, collecting the parent tax from the kids.
I like it.
I only tax the Twix bars, not all of them. I need two apiece, two Twixes, two Reese's from each of the kids who went trick-or-treating. And I'll grab one M&M's because I know that's my son's favorite, and I just have to
just
stick it to him.
Just stick it to him. I like it.
This
like
is how
it.
We teach lessons in the Haldane house. It's like, you want those M&Ms, don't you? Nah. Coffee. It's a voluntary tax. I am their own personal IRS.
I like it. They have to learn somehow.
That's what I'm saying. This is how we build little baby Republicans.
Oh, wow.
We got a lot going on this morning. Let's start with an unsolved.
Yes.
Because
And there's so many of them, but we chose this one, Jacoby Queen, back on February 16th of 2022, just after 5 p.m., Baton Rouge Police Department responded to the 2700 block of North Street in reference to a shooting. Upon arrival, they learned and noticed that Jacoby Queen was laying near the front entrance of a business in that area, mm-hmm. suffering from fatal gunshot wounds. Of course, homicide detectives as well as Queen's family are asking for the public's assistance as far as who shot their son, Jacoby Queen, and why. So if there's anyone with any information, we ask them to pick up the phone, download the P3 Tips app, or go to our website and get us that information. So we know that Jacoby cannot be brought back, but with this investigation, along with the other unsolves, and there's countless of them, we want to give these families closure.
Absolutely. And as we're narrowing in on what, a year and three quarters
yes.
removed from it. And this particular case here is a good example to bring up as to, don't let the fact that time has passed deter you in any way from contributing what you might think you remember. And the reason for that is, 1 year after this homicide, and when you brought up Jacoby Queen, I was like, that name rings a bell. So I Googled it. A year after the homicide, so February of this year, surveillance footage was able to be picked up.
Right.
So you're talking about a year removed, and you're adding that huge piece of the puzzle there. Now the question becomes, who else has what?
Exactly, and that's what we need. And, you know, these families, and I hope I'm never in this situation, or anyone for that matter, but the anniversary of the incident.
Right.
Birthdays. Everything that comes up, these families need closure in their lives, not only with this investigation, but the rest of the unsolves that we have out there.
We're talking with Don Coppola, Crime Stoppers. We do Crime Stoppers every week at this time. 344-STOP is the phone number. 344-STOP is the number. Or you could download the P3 app. It's the P3 app is available in your app store, and it's pretty user-friendly, though I have not. I've only been able to use it so far just as a test run.
But that's good, because
if you
need it, you're familiar with it, can navigate it,
right,
and get that information to us quickly.
So if you have any information about the unsolved homicide of Jacoby Queen, 344-STOP, please. 344-STOP, and you do, of course, remain anonymous. Who else are we looking for?
We have Reha Arvey. Reha Arvey, she is wanted for theft. Investigators believe that she had went to a business to cash a check valued at $1,750, around that amount. Later to find out the check was fraudulent. So this business is out that money. And so she, 32 years of age, Reha Arvey, wanted for theft. And we bring this up because of the fact that the holidays are upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so difficult to say because where has the time gone?
Right.
But we, and this may be a good time to get some of our investigators as far as tips, because people are going to be Christmas shopping online. So you want to make sure that the businesses that you're dealing with are legit, so you don't become a victim yourself.
Right.
So that's something we can follow up on as well.
Yeah. So she tried to cash a fraudulent check.
She did. She cashed a fraudulent check, and it was learned to be fraudulent.
$1,750.
$1,750.
It's just, yeah. It's 2023, Don. Like, you would think cashing fraudulent checks was a crime. I put that on par with robbing a train at this point.
Well, it's, unfortunately, it happened.
All right, if you're a business that's still cashing checks, that's not specifically a check cashing business, which I would think they would have the
tools.
Right, the tools to make sure they're getting good checks and not fraudulent checks. I'm thinking back to the good old days where you'd walk into like a what's a grocery store we don't have anymore, so I'm not picking one over now. You'd walk into a Piggly Wiggly. Or a Kroger.
Kroger.
Yeah.
Kroger.
You walk into a Kroger and go up to that elevated, the customer service desk that was elevated. And you, like, no matter what you do, you have to hand them a check up, and they would cash it for you. I can't believe people still do that these days.
So, anyway.
$1,750. That's bold, Don. That is bold. You're not walking in looking for $120 or something. $1,750.
I know.
I'm not saying I respect it. No, we're not going down the path. 344 stop, of course, is the number. Who else are we looking for?
Moving on, Patrick Lewis is wanted by the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office, charges of violation of protective orders and domestic abuse battery with dangerous weapons. Patrick Lewis is 28 years of age. Investigators believe that female acquaintance of his was parked in a parking lot of an apartment complex. While sitting in her vehicle, Lewis comes up. She's unable to see him walk up, grabs a gun out of the vehicle. A dispute begins. So there's another male down the parking lot that, I guess, sees this and tries to intervene. And Lewis, just tells him to shut up. It's none of his business. Grabs the victim by the throat and is dragging her out of the vehicle. And of course, remember, there is a gun involved. So there's a struggle over the gun, which a round is discharged. So we have an apartment complex, parking lot. Who knows where that round is going? It there's no information that it struck anyone. The victim was able to get away, retrieve the firearm back. And as Lewis approached, a shot was fired in his direction. There's no information if he was struck or not. But again, East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office are searching for Patrick Lewis on the charges of violation of protective order, domestic abuse, battery with dangerous weapons.
Okay. So as horrific as that is, I mean, it's there before the grace of God. It could have been so much worse.
It could have been so much worse.
You could be talking about not one but two dead people as a result of that.
Or because, if not others.
Right.
Not more.
Well, you talk about the girl who was dragged by her throat. But also the guy who stepped in to intervene, right?
Yeah, you just never know. So, luckily, it's not the worst, but it could have been, as you said, worse.
Yeah, absolutely. So, violation of protective orders, domestic abuse battery
with
a dangerous weapon, wanted by the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. Patrick Lewis, I'm looking at him right here on CrimeStoppers225.com. CrimeStoppers225.com is where you'll find all of the photos, all of the pertinent information. Just as kind of a rundown here, it tells you, actually does not give his date of birth. It lists the other day when he was posted up there, but it tells you he's 28 years old. It tells you he's 5'10". He weighs 150 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. And oh, by the way, right underneath that is a little button that says submit a tip. We tell you 344 stop all the time. We tell you P3 app all the time, but also right there on the Crime Stoppers website is your opportunity to help, once again, anonymously, just like you would be anywhere else. But if you know anything about Patrick Lewis, you can do so by submitting a tip at the website or participating in any of the avenues that Crime Stoppers provides in order to get information.
It's very easy. All we need you to do is pick up the phone. You see something, say something.
Absolutely. Is there anyone else we're looking for today?
Last one, Lilium Gonzalez, Hispanic female, 68 years of age, wanted on the charge of domestic abuse battery. Investigators believe that she and the victim had been out at a party. They got home, laying in bed, and for whatever reason, Lilium Gonzalez just starts abusing, beating this male acquaintance. There was blood on the sheets and the pillow to show where the fight was. So again, East Baton Rouge Sheriff's detectives are looking for Lilium Gonzalez on the charge of domestic abuse battery.
Not the normal behavior of a 68-year-old woman.
You wouldn't think. So no. Who knows what happened at this party? I don't have that information, but what we do have is she battered this victim and enough to where a scene was left. So Lilium Gonzalez, 68 years old, mm-hmm. wanted by the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office on domestic abuse battery.
You know, and it never ceases to amaze and disappoint or leave me, you know, disappointed that no matter how many times we do this, Don, we never get too far away from domestic abuse cases.
We don't.
Regardless if it's the man beating up the woman or the woman beating up the man or something escalating way, way worse to where the woman retaliates and then exactly. You've got a fatality, the number of domestic violence incidences we talk about on this show in this segment is just, it's infuriating.
Countless. And we want people to know that if you see a change in behavior in your friends, your family members, your coworkers, make that call before it gets to this point.
Absolutely. Hey, before we get you out of here, I want to dial back to an update on a story that I updated it during news,
okay.
but I haven't had a chance to talk with you about it yet. A couple weeks ago, we had Kurt Monty in with Fire Department.
Yes.
And then that very same day, the very same day that he was in here looking for a fugitive, for someone involved in a fire,
Richard Head
was caught that same day
from a Crime Stoppers tip that assisted in his apprehension.
Absolutely. Which I do love when that happens.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we thank y'all for putting it out. And we feel that, that had a part in that. And, We're going to have him back on as we get into the winter months with space heaters and fire safety.
Yeah, space heaters that's going to be fire safety, but there's also the homeless posted up in an abandoned house that happens lot too.
So when the weather.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's Don Coppola. We do Crime Stoppers at this time every week. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.